And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky. Cooper, Cooper.
Good evening.
He's an evil genius. He's an evil genius.
He's evil, I'm genius.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Evans.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And it's a two-faced special.
Two-faced special?
It's a two-faced special, yeah. First half, we're celebrating one lot. Second half, we're celebrating another lot. It's a double celebration.
Double celebration, it is.
And we've got a fantastic word of the week this week.
Right.
But I'm not going to tell you what it is until I've read out the thing that goes with it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, sort of, because we would normally say it right at the start of the show if we got on, but I'm going to wait. We've got a fantastic message about it.
Okay.
First half of the show is Area 4 Records.
Yes, it
now,
is.
Now, this does mean that because there's two halves with three bands associated with each bit, there's 8 points to play for this week.
8 points?
8 points to play for this week.
Nice.
What I want to know up front is, what's Area 4 Records website?
Area4records.co.uk. Four is in the number four. Think.
Bastard.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B in the Internet Nil already. Oh, I can't believe it. On this week's show, we have music from Earth, the California Love Dream, coming shortly, Cuban Crime Wave, Old Baseford, Ivy's Itch, Project, and Kitty Hudson.
Kitty Hudson.
Kimberly and Hudson. Don't think so. I'm going to just play the first one straight away.
I think you should.
Yeah, let's just do that. All right, this is a band called Earth, the Californian Love Dream. They are, well, they're not really signed to this label, are they?
No.
Maybe you know more about it than I do, in fact,
Tony. This is kind of a council-run partnership deal to promote the music scene in Nottingham and around surrounding areas in Nottinghamshire. They had 56 entries mailed in, and they chose the best 20 or so. And they put a CD out, and it's going to be sent all around to, like, music journalists and labels to promote music.
You sure it was the best 20, Tone?
Maybe. Maybe not.
There's one band didn't get on here.
My band Alcohol might have sent a CD in.
Might have done.
But didn't get featured.
Shocking. That I'm amazed we're doing this, actually, the way they've treated you.
It's terrible, isn't it? It's disgusting, I tell you.
What I want to know is, what is Earth the Californian Love Dream's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Earth the California's Love Dream.
It's 2-0 already. Tony 2, Paulie B in the Internet Nil. And this is Smoke Crack Fuck Whores.
I'm
smoke crack, fuck whores.
As a way of life, it's not a bad suggestion, is it?
Well, I wouldn't recommend it.
No. Well, well, yeah.
Smoke whores, fuck crack. This is the dead 60s, man.
Certainly is.
They must be, their new album must be due out soon.
Gotta be. It's gotta be 2 years now.
I think it's autumn. I think it's due out in autumn. Not sure. Anyway, MySpace, Tone.
Yes, mate. It's great, isn't it?
Oh, you like it again,
no.
Do you?
Fuck it.
If you'd like to get in touch with us and you're on MySpace, a very good way to do it is to leave us a comment up to 2,500 characters. We've nearly got that many.
Always makes me smile, I don't know why.
What, 2,500 characters?
Around about 2,500 characters.
Yeah, what did you do last night? I was out with 2,500 characters.
But there was only four people.
It was really intense. Yeah, do get in touch, myspace.com/punkyradio. We read out the best ones. Here they come. Nice one for the amazing show, guys. Been listening for a while now, but could never really be asked to add you because I'm nice like that. Sam. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks.
Cheers, Matt, I think. Howdy do, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for your ad and comment, etc. I'll be glad to send you some stuff for a Sprex special. Things are going nuts here. A lot of response. First one coming is one of my own bands, the Rumba Kings, new CD. Bad World, Big Shot. I'll send you one. Keep up the great work and rock on. Cheers, Mark Sprex. Sprex, of course, being the Belgian rock and roll label I was very happy to add the other week.
Ah, nice.
Looking forward to getting some Belgian stuff out of them. Future weeks, yeah. Might even slip in a bit of sport doon when we do it as well.
Nice.
Yeah, might do. They do send some new stuff as well. I'm flattered that you think of me every time you see a pie. Steph must be so proud. Fat boy.
Oh, he's back then.
Good. He is back, yeah, he is back. He asked me if I wanted a beer this weekend.
Oh, are you down wakey?
No, I think he said, where are you? And I went, I'm obviously in Hitchin and Letchworth this weekend.
Of course you are.
Tunbridge Wells Thursday, more of that later on. Sunday in Oxford. Busy again.
Good God.
So, no, that fuck good, off, fat boy.
It's good
can't
the fat
do
boy's
it
back.
You'll have to go out with Patelvis instead.
Patelvis.
Hi there, punky boys. If you've got a moment, drop by here and leave a comment. Bugger me if Soundcheck Nottingham isn't up for a new Statesman Award. Kind regards, Alan.
Right.
Area 4.
Alan from, yeah, Area 4.
Thought we'd better read that out, seeing as we're playing some of their tracks this week.
Should do, shouldn't we, really?
Very best. Now, there is an incredibly long link here. I'll read it out to you, Tone. http://www.newstatesman.com/NMA/NMA2007/2007/05250024. Have you got that?
Yep.
What was it?
I don't know. I'd go to myspace.com/punkyradio
and have a fucking link
myself.
Yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's face it, I'm not your mother.
No.
Although I am someone's mother, but more of that maybe on next week's show.
You are a mother.
Oi, punky twat face. Don't you know I'm far too antisocial to have you mentioning me? God, I'll have to do things like read my messages and shite like that now. Some folk are never happy, eh? Una. As recommended.
Nice.
She's obviously had a few people look at the old page.
Yeah.
This week. If you'd like to see the lady with the craziest hair on MySpace, and Una's psycho boyfriend Luke. Is now a friend of Punky as well. Clockwork Luke.
Ace.
If you fancy being scared out of your wits, myspace.com/clockworkluke. He'll clean your bins though, he does a good job.
Excellent.
You've got Podcast Alley.
I do.
And what a good week it's been on Podcast Alley.
Well, it's a new month, so therefore you guys been voting. Thank you all for that. We still need more votes though, as always, so please do vote for us if you haven't already. Go to punkyradio.com and at the top of the screen there is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments.
And thank you for the votes.
Thank you also so much for so much votes this month.
Right,
Punk is great. It does what it says on the tin, and that's from ID Edwards.
ID Edwards, good surname.
Ah, pretty nice, alright. Fecking great show, fellas.
True.
Bloody hell. Enjoyed that. Just sat and sewed my jacket up, sewn a patch on, and eaten my dinner, and did it all during the show. Thanks for playing the track and the gig mention, as well as the great comments about the album. Can't wait to tell the others. Thanks. And that's from Luke Puke from Riot Squad. And the Chaps.
Yeah, Luke.
Thanks, Luke.
That album is great, by the way. Do get the Riot Squad album. Recommend it.
Always good.
Always good.
Always good. And hopefully they had a good gig on the intake. Hopefully they did.
Yeah.
Next comment. Tony is lovely. I love the way he talks. I love his trainers.
What the fuck is this all about?
I love his sweet ass. That's what I'm talking about. And that's from Tony.
Is that from you?
Yeah.
Figures.
Punky.
At least I try and disguise it when I say one of those.
But you don't.
I do
sometimes.
Normally.
All right.
No, I do normally.
Okay.
I do. Honest, Gov.
All right, Gov. Punky. Long may you live. That's from Riot. And they've been talking to us on podcast, haven't
yes.
they?
More of Riot in future weeks, but they do a Japanese indie show, and we're going to be doing some cross promo with them. So look out for some 5, 6, 7, 8-ish sort of punky sort of stuff.
Nice.
It's going to be good. I like it. Asobi Masho. Oh, and we're going to do the winners of the competition next week.
Right.
For the Asobi Sexy albums.
Cool. Oh, yeah, because he was, yeah.
Lord Redlock entered.
Right.
He's not winning.
He's not winning?
No, I don't want to encourage... No, we're going to do it randomly, but I've discounted him from the draw.
Okay.
It's about time I wound him up rather than you, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him.
No, I just can't
I
be
think
asked
he's all right.
I can't be asked to send a CD to fucking Australia, basically. Fuck him.
Tell him to come over and get it.
Yeah,
he's not,
right.
He's not allowed out of the country.
Yeah.
That'll really fuck him off. Don't make the really scared people angry. That's the thing I like to say. Punky.
Yes.
Punky. Good, clean, upside downer fun. That's some BJ Benji.
Thank you, BJ Benji. You're absolutely right, of
upside
course.
Upside downers.
We haven't mentioned the upside downers in a while, have we?
No.
Why is that then?
I don't know. Not really met any in recent times.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
I've led an insular life.
Yes.
Yes.
Until very recently.
Yes. And
you're going to be fucking Tony Warbucks in a few weeks' time.
Tony Warbucks?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Tony Rockefeller.
Doubtful. I'm tired.
By Chelsea. By Chelsea. No, right. Just buy one player.
Right.
Right. Just with all your newfound fucking loads of money that you're going to have.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Just with all your millions, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Buy... Oh, who should I say? Buy Wayne Rooney.
Okay.
Right. Just have a kickabout down the park with. So he's not allowed to play football unless he's with you. And just buy him... just to have him hanging around the house and that.
Right. Would he be any use around the house?
Scaring off the neighbours.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I do have a pigeon problem. That would help with that.
You could take it for a walk and then you'd be brave enough to walk across the park.
That's true. That's a scary place at 9 o'clock at night, I'll have you know. Those 12-year-olds can fucking bite.
It'd be a lot scarier with Rooney on a lead, let me tell you. Go on, Rooney, have a run around. Bite the chav, Rooney. Bite the chav.
Okay, finally. Here's a short voting song for you, Smacktards.
Ooh, how exciting.
Sung to the melody of Desmond Dekker's Israelites.
Hold on, Tone. This is your opportunity to sing. Go for it.
Okay. Get up in the morning voting for Punky so that Tony and Paul be content.
Oh,
the Punky vote. Making up this song while I should be lighting. Should be working on my home exam. The home exam. P.S. It's actually early in the morning over here in Norway, which is more like Snorway. Regards from Eirik.
Fair enough, Eirik. Hey, we know him, don't we? Where do we know him from?
I don't know.
Where do we know him from?
Uh-oh.
Was he the guy who told us that Silver was from Norway?
Could be. That rings a bell, doesn't it?
I thought it was from the underground.
Yeah. And that's Podcast Alley Comments.
Nice singing, Tone.
Thank you very much.
Next track. Of course, part one of this Two-Face... Oh, no, I'll save that for next. Part one of this Two-Face
special.
Special. Area 4 Records. Check them out. As I say, I can't remember. Yeah, area4records.co.uk. Check them out. They have got a MySpace page as well. I forgot to write it down, but do you know what it is?
I think it's myspace.com/area4records.
No bonus point.
No, I think it's the same though as the website.
All right, cool. Next
I'm sure they'll be on the Punky Top Friends this week.
Cuban Crime Wave.
Cuban Crime Wave, yeah.
Yeah, right. And what I want to know is, Tony, they're obviously off this Area 4 thing, combination.
Ah.
Handily, they have their own MySpace page. What is it, Tony?
What was it called again? Cuban what?
Crime Wave.
MySpace.com/CubanCrimeWave.
Oh, yeah,
gotta be.
Tony 3, Paulie being the internet nil. I'm getting a bit disappointed about this now.
Figures don't lie.
The fingers don't lie.
Figures.
Oh, the figures. The fingers don't lie.
Look at the fingers. Ooh.
Not around the fingers. and I've got this wrong here.
Have you?
Yeah. No, it's all right. I thought it was called Smoke Crack Fuck Calls again. I just liked it so much I wrote it twice.
It is a good name though, isn't it?
Game over. Once you check it out, gotta dig it up, boy, you gotta dig it out. Gonna dig it, oh, you gotta dig it out. Gotta dig it, boy, you gotta dig it out. Gonna dig it, oh, you gotta dig it out. Gotta dig it, boy, you gotta dig it out. Gonna dig it, oh, you gotta dig it out. Exactly. Cuban Crime Wave. Fantastic. I've only realised now when he was going, Soundcheck Nottingham is up for a New Statesman Award. Mm. That's the name of the CD sampler. Soundcheck Nottingham.
Right.
That's what he's on about there. Sorry, Alan, I ought to pay more attention.
Yeah. It's a good thing. I think they've got a few. I think the idea is they bring up more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of different types of
music. I also think it's good that they've named the firm after a sheet of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is my favourite size. A3, it's too big.
A3 has more impact.
Does, but
I think I think A4 can get lost on a wall.
And it
like,
can do on a
if
wall.
If you're going with flyers, what are you going? A5. You want A5 on a flyer?
A5 flyers.
See, I like A6 flyers.
Oh yeah, of course the punky ones are A6, aren't they?
Punky's A6 and my ones are A6, yeah. Easy in the hand, only fold it once. A5, you don't know whether they're white your arse on it or what, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, word of the
anyway,
week.
That's paper stock sorted.
Word of the week.
Okay. Word of the week, sorry.
It's certainly a nice alternative meaning of ream. Now then, word of the week this week comes courtesy of a lovely lady called Ali. Podcast Ali, as we call her.
Always thinking.
Always thinking, right? She's the one with the hole punch.
Right.
Not half a punch, a whole punch.
Nice.
Hello, Paul and Tony.
Hi.
This evening I was chatting to friends and we were discussing the frequent status updates on Facebook, more of that later.
Okay.
And how it can be really irritating when it's obvious things, as already discussed with Paulie B. And we thought it would be funny to write in, Alison is juggling a pair of testicles. It didn't end there. Somehow I managed to come up with Coxabutio. I don't really know how, it just extended the whole juggling of a set of testicles concept to playing with more than one penis simultaneously. Coxabutio, thrashing more than one penis simultaneously.
Right.
Do you think everyone in the world knows about Sabutio?
I don't know.
You have to flick to kick.
Flick to kick. Is it an English thing? Because I saw a Pokemon last night, but I didn't really watch it.
Oh, did you?
There was something about the creature of it, yeah. It was might have been the news, actually.
Oh,
it was
like
anniversary recently.
Yeah, but yeah. I would recommend, if you have played Sabutio in the past, ladies, and frankly, I don't think many of you ever have.
No.
But if you do flick, you will get a kick. We used to call it going skiing.
Nice, yeah.
Steph appears to be quite a keen downhiller.
Yeah. Thanks for accusing me of that this morning.
Well, you know, you were busy on the computer.
Right.
So you weren't really noticing what she was doing with her left hand, that's all I'm saying.
Fair enough.
I noticed. anyway, that's that. Now, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do have a twat, but it's quite an old one. So
we need twats, don't we?
Basically, we need twat. Please email me with your twats. tony@punkyradio.com. I need the twat's name, I need to know where they're from, and I need a reason for the nomination. This week, it's dated from November. I must have overlooked it, and it's a little bit political.
Crikey.
So
how exciting.
I often don't like talking about things I don't know about.
Yeah.
Like politics, geography,
I used to say girls, but not
English.
Anymore.
I know girl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Girls, I've known one. Right, this is from Ryan.
You're the king of leaders.
King of lady. Hi guys.
Hello.
I'm a big fan of the show.
I'm not surprised.
And strangely enough, I'm actually over the age of 21. Surprising, I know. Anyway, I have a nomination for It's a Twat that most people will recognise.
Come on, Tony, spit it out.
I'm so trying. I hate politics, and I'm completely apathetic towards the American government. They're all a bunch of useless cunts, as far as I'm concerned.
I think they're really nice.
Oh, sweet, aren't they? Especially that leader, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
But after watching a speech given by one particular politician, I decided to be extra fucking pissed at this one man in particular. This is a man who called the American soldiers who fought in Vietnam, scum and baby killers.
Oh,
this is the twat who just yesterday, well, it'll be November,
yeah,
went and said that people who work hard, study and excel in scholastics will succeed in life, and people who don't will end up in Iraq. Okay, I'm not saying I agree with this whole Iraq thing, at least not wholeheartedly, but to come out and say definitively that the men and women who compose our nation's armed forces are lazy, stupid, useless people, basically calling them twats, in no uncertain terms, is completely and utterly wrong.
Fair enough.
This douchebag's name is John Kerry. I'd like to nominate him for is a twat, because I've been saying he is for years, and no one would believe me. Well, there's your proof, Smacktards. Also, anyone who still stands behind Kerry after this fucking debacle should also be nominated for his a twat. Or shot, one or other. That's from Ryan.
Well, fair enough, Ryan. It's fairly controversial.
It's controversial, and Tone, but he's backed it up.
You've made a real hash of reading that out, by the way.
God, I don't know what it is.
But anyway.
Sorry. Okay, so, John Kerry from the USA.
Is a twat. George Bush, right?
Oh, that's his name.
Yeah.
I remember now.
If he'd been called Basil Bush...
Yes.
Right. When they invaded Iraq, he could have gone, ha-ha-ha-ha! Boom, boom!
He probably did.
What was his, what was the bloke he was on with? What was he called? Oh, Mr. What was he called?
I can't remember.
Hey, Mr. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Bob Cowgies was the other one, wasn't that? Yeah,
the dog. He was the other one. And Cough the Cat, who was very... Cough the Cat was great. Cough the Cat was like this manky, half-run-over cat he had. It was better than Spit.
Really?
Yeah. Spit was cool, but Cough was just... Cough was punk.
Well, cats are better than dogs anyway, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah. I thought it was well-known fact.
On what basis?
Well, I prefer cats.
So that's your basis?
Yeah.
You prefer cats?
Yeah.
Because cats are better than
king
dogs.
Of my world, so yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's just put ourselves in a little situation here, right?
All right.
You're confronted with a lovely little kitten and a Rottweiler.
Yep.
And they can both understand English.
Okay.
Who are you going to say you like more?
The kitten.
Why?
The dog would understand it. What?
Well, it's a logic of some sort. I'm going to save the...
I can say, Rottweiler, I like you, but the kitten...
I did realise, actually, as I was saying that...
Yeah.
...that I hadn't looked at the converse aspect, which is, how about if you've got a tiny little toy poodle who's your friend and a lion... that hasn't been fed in a couple of days.
Good point.
Yeah, I did. So I'm going to balance that out. That I reckon cats and dogs, I reckon there's a place for both of them in the world.
Okay.
I don't think we need to.
Very democratic.
Decide to get rid of one of them right now.
Oh, yeah, it's not a room one on one situation. I don't want to put all dogs in.
No.
Like, you know,
no. I don't think that's fair.
No.
That's not fair on dogs.
Of course it's not.
No. Parrots can fuck off, though.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Multicoloured bastards.
Well, do you know, and they've really freaked me out with their ugly heads. Have you seen a shaved parrot?
No. Yeah. Really?
Bald parrots are bad, man. I know they don't want to be that way. They want to have lovely multicoloured plumage and be flying through the Amazon, which, by the way, probably won't be here in a few years, if the temperature rises by more than 2 degrees.
Really?
Yes, that's right. But then don't get me started on carbon footprints again. I'll only get angry about China.
Yeah.
Right, next up.
Yes.
Which is the last part of our Area 4 Soundcheck Nottingham Super Special, area4records.co.uk. This is Old Baseford. Now, Old Baseford have been around the area for a while and have gigged in Sherwood Forest quite a bit, haven't they?
Yeah, these are called Baseford.
Did they?
No.
Well, shame. Was that you practising on your fucking comedy?
It was, yeah.
But
didn't work, did it?
Why would they used to be called Baseford if they were now called Old Baseford?
Because they've got old.
Right. Faces, new faces. Seekers, new seekers.
No, it's not the same thing.
Baseford, old Baseford.
Yeah.
They're actually from before thing. What they will be in the future.
Time travellers.
Oh, possibly, yeah. All right, fair enough. Old Baseford. Anyway, yes. I like Old Baseford. That's the point I'm getting to.
Yeah, I think it's my favourite track off this CD.
Is it really, Tony?
It is. Is it yours? What's that for?
Well, it's up there.
Fair enough.
Yeah, all right. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Old Baseford's MySpace?
MySpace.com/Old Baseford.
And Baseford, for those you don't know, is spelled BASFORD.
Yeah.
So you can find it. So that is now Tony 4, poorly being the internet nil.
Blimey.
This is a fucking drubbing.
Fucking brilliant.
This is like Forest Yeovil. Right. Food in the fields. Burning out, ashes up below. Here we go, every bit of it glows. Cause I don't care about being in a band. I don't care about travelling around. I don't care about where I am. I only think about me. Love, I keep on running. Love, got to keep on running. Love, I keep on running from love. Singing guitar, it's everything I know. It's bigger than me, and I got to grow. Cause I don't care about the voice in the can. I don't care about the 100 grand. I don't care about supply and demand. I only think about me. Love, I keep on running. Love, got to keep on running.
wants a place to go and a hand to hold. Cause I don't care about making a sound, I don't care about the voice in the cloud, I don't care about the food that you got, I only think about me. Love, I keep on running. Love, got to keep on running. Love, I keep on running from love. Cause I don't think about your famous ass, I don't care about a snake in the grass, I don't care about your sinking sand, I only think about me. Love, I keep on running. Love, got to keep on running. Love, I keep on running from love.
Oh, yes, food out in the fields, Old Basford, right here on Punky Radio, FM.
FM. Fucking marvellous.
Hey, nice one.
Been working on the comedy.
We are on FM, of course.
We are.
We are. We'll be talking about that shortly. All right, but don't call me shortly. Have you had a chance to visit our friends at GoDaddy.com
Not
yet?
Not yet.
It's a terrible shame.
Yes.
Because, essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hostings, SSL certificates, which are...
sells.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting!
Woo-hoo.
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is it so good, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. 40 seconds, it's a record.
Nice.
Tony, can you just explain how people can't get T-shirts anymore?
Okay, you can't anymore go to our Cafe Press website, which was cafepress.com/punkyradio.
But isn't
so,
it anymore?
So please don't bother going to punkyradio.com and hitting the store link on the left under the homepage link, where you can no longer buy two thongs, four different types of T-shirt with five different designs on them. And you can no longer email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your designs for anything you need up there, like mugs or clocks or mouse mats, things like that. So yeah, so please don't visit cafepress.com/punkyradio.
But thank you very much to everyone who did.
Yes.
Because there are now a number of Punky T-shirts around the world.
In the world, thanks to
Cafe
Press.
And all of you that got one that wasn't one of the obvious designs know that you may almost not have a unique one, but it'll be unique to your state or your county or your country or wherever you are.
Yeah.
So well done to you. And we are going to relaunch the Cafe Press one.
At some
just
point.
Just basic stuff.
Yeah. Maybe just one T-shirt.
You will still be able to get a Punky Radio T-shirt off it. I think we can
just
put one mug on and one... We can put one of everything on, can't we?
I think so, yeah.
I think
one of everything.
I think we can put one of everything on. So what we'll
do... So we'll probably stick basic Punky Radio one.
Yeah, we'll put that up there, but then we'll put on... we'll have different things, hats and mugs and all sorts of things there.
Yeah.
And we are working on getting a new T-shirt site, so more news about that in the future. Right then, Tone.
Yes.
I'm just going to play the next track.
Okay.
Because that's how we do it on this show now.
That is how we do it.
It is, yeah.
So,
do you know, we've come in so early, I've got another 20 seconds.
All right.
Crikey.
Oh. What do you do with 20 seconds? I've got an idea, but... No.
What idea is that?
That wouldn't work here. Well, what normally takes 20 seconds.
What, raise a revolutionary army and seize control of the state?
That was my second thought.
Yeah. We'll be right back. So, you're listening to Ivy's Itch, and you cannot look into the face of God, and that is from the Devolution Summer Sampler, Unsigned Summer Spirit. Now, you might remember last year, I was on the Devolution CD.
You were.
With my punk hymn.
That was it.
And this year, I'm on the Devolution Sampler with Goths on Holiday.
Yay!
Come on. And is there an advert out now featuring Goths on Holiday?
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
But I don't know what
it's
for. We're going to find out.
It's for, it's advertising Goths going on holiday, I think.
Could be.
Might be, yeah.
It would
might
make
be.
Sense, wouldn't
Can't
it?
Can't be sure. I think that is a cracking track that oozes.
Oozes.
That oozes.
It's
this quite is another
sleazy.
Band that oozes. This is the Cemetery Surfers.
Nice.
But that is part of a 15 track. Now, this magazine is already out.
Right.
Because it was the May edition.
Okay.
But Devolution will be on a MySpace page.
Okay.
The institution.
Is it?
That is Devolution.
Bi-monthly or what is it? How often is it?
It might be bi-monthly, yeah. It might be four times a year.
Right. Okay.
It might be seasonal. But it's very good. It's basically goth metal, punk art, fashion and noise, and in the May issue, an interview with me as well.
Really?
Yeah. It's quite nice. It's quite nice. And it's quite bonkers because it is all people tattooed and pierced and goffed up to the max all the way through.
Yeah.
And then there's a photo of me in a suit.
Nice.
Hello.
I'll have to have a look at that.
It's all right, actually. I'm quite chuffed. It's a fantastic magazine.
Yeah.
Fantastic magazine. Thank you very much to the people that run it, who will probably be at the gig in Oxford, in just outside of Oxford, doing this Sunday.
Nice.
Because they came along to the last one. Hope to see them
Excellent.
There. Recommend that you check out Devolution Magazine, Ivy's Itch, and the next two tracks we're playing are from the sampler. To give you an idea of what it's like if you're remotely into goth and what I'd call sort of medium paced metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the CD for you. And now, Tony, I've had a very busy week.
Okay.
It's involved a lot of miles. Last Thursday, I drove to Totnes.
Did we do a website for them?
Didn't we do a website for them?
For that band just then? We haven't get to
oh,
website.
Oh, Ivy's Itch, sorry, mate. You really want to win this, don't you?
No, I just think so we don't forget
sorry,
it.
Sorry, mate. Yeah, sorry. The band we played was Ivy's Itch. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Ivy's Itch.
And how are you spelling Ivy's?
A-V-Y-S.
A-V-Y-S?
Yeah.
That'll be Ivy's Itch. Ivy's Itch. I-V-Y-S. One back, Paulie B. Yes, come on. I-V-Y-S-I-T-C-H. You said A.
Oh, right,
Ivy's
sorry.
Itch, didn't you? It's Ivy's Itch, yeah.
Sorry.
I'm not making it up. 4-1.
I believe you.
I'm clutching at straws this week, Tone. Clutching at straws. I don't think I'll manage the comeback, I'm telling you. I really don't think I will manage the comeback.
Okay.
And I think it's MySpace.com/Devolution, but I will check that.
Right.
They'll be on our... all the bands this week should be on our MySpace page, and Area 4 and Devolution should be there as well. I went down to Totnes on Thursday.
Okay.
Fuck me, that's a long way.
Right.
And I took Hamboy and Always Looking.
Oh, nice.
Thought it slightly odd that they wanted to go down there. It was only when it got down there, they think they're fucking moving there.
Oh, right.
But what a long drive that was.
Mm.
And got down the A303 quite a long way down.
Yeah.
And we saw this enormous red tractor. Now, you know me and tractors.
I love them
nearly as much as I love roundabouts.
Yeah.
Right? Massive yeah. tractor. And yeah. we actually slowed down to have a bit of a butcher's at it. And it's a good job we did. Because as we drove past said tractor...
Yeah.
Always Looking. Who's Always Looking?
Is she Always Looking?
No, it wasn't a farmer in right. the cab of the tractor. It was a fucking policeman with a speed camera.
Really?
Plain clothes in the country. Gets in the fucking tractor. But a quarter of a mile away, there's a police car hiding in bushes. We weren't happy about it. I don't mind the police. In general, they do a good job.
Right.
I'm happy to say that. I think there should be far more of them on the beat and far less of them doing traffic policing work.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should be stopping murders rather than me going 31 in a
yeah.
30. But anyway,
well, so
I do object to them.
They're getting you to overtake him in the tractor. And
no, he was
you.
Parked up in a lay-by.
Right.
This big fuck-off red tractor. And in the top, you could only just see the copper. But winds me up. Anyway, got to Totnes. What a lovely place.
Yeah?
Lovely little place, yeah, Totnes. And I was in a pub called the Barrel House. And very small crowd, only 30 or 40 people in. And unfortunately, they didn't make the noise of 100.
Right.
They basically smiled a lot, but didn't make any noise all night. And it was a bit weird.
Right.
And Hamboy and Always Looking got talking to a bloke called Switzerland.
Okay.
Who became their best friend for the night. I think because they were hammered.
Possibly.
But, oh, they loved him.
Yeah?
And they were openly calling him Swiss Tony as well,
Swiss Tony.
which was funny, because he was actually called Danny, I think, but Swiss Danny would have been all right. So anyway, left there, fucking long drive home. Went to Chiswick, West London on Friday.
Yeah. Cool. Good place.
Which, it was hot, and England were playing Brazil.
All right.
And again, it was a bit quiet. They had about 90 in, I think the room holds about 200.
Okay.
And there was this fucking woman in there called Amy. First act goes on, she chats all the way through.
Yeah.
And chats to him and chats to her mates, chats to him and chats to her mates. Wants to be the centre of attention, bloody London.
Uh-huh.
Right. Then, in the break, the comics have a bit of a conflab. Shall we get her thrown out? What's she going to be like?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, oh, she'll probably calm down. It'll be all right now. She's had a little chat and that. Goes out. There's two acts in the middle section. First act goes on. She wrecks it. Talks all the way through. Chats him. Shouts at him.
Yeah.
Next act goes on. He's taking the piss out of her, but she's still not having it. She's shouting and bawling away. It's been just asinine, stupid rubbish. Not a good heckle once. Just rubbish, right? In the next break, what should we do, Paul? Now, there's only you left. I was headlining. There's only you left. Have I just headlined 4 gigs in a row? Fucking hell. I said, look, she must have had enough now. It's daft to throw her out now. Might change the atmosphere in the place, which wasn't that great anyway.
Yeah.
I go on. Off she pops. Pipes up again.
Right.
Gets towards the end of my act. You know I do that bit when I say, I don't know what you do, but... there's a bit. My last song, I say, oh, this song's about a girl who finished with me many years ago because she said I had a small penis. Right. That wasn't true. She had a fucking massive giant fanny.
Right.
I did mention... Didn't I mention it?
I think you have mentioned it before.
I did it in Manchester the other week.
Yeah.
I said, and she's called Amy. Right. Everyone, big fucking laugh, big fucking cheer. She is momentarily stunned. I said it about the girl in Manchester the other week. I'm clearly getting boring. Right. It works though. When I finish, say thanks very much, have a great summer, cheers, bye, whee, and everyone claps and cheers except Amy, who starts going boo 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 and just would not stop. Now it's the only word she's got left. Boo. And everyone's looking around, you fucking freak, he was really funny, you know. Boo. When the MC comes on to close the show, he says, let's hear it for all the acts you've seen this evening. He says, you've seen John Mann, Ray, Louis Schaefer, Ray, Steve Best, Ray, Paul B. Edwards, everyone in the room, yay, Amy, boo, boo. Fucking twat. Right. So, drove home, and can't remember what I did, actually. Oh. I actually can't remember what I did. What did I do on Friday night? Anyway, it doesn't matter. On Saturday, I actually can't remember what it is. On Saturday, I know. On Saturday, can't remember. Had a brilliant night. Saturday, I had to go to Loughborough University, right?
Yeah.
I love Loughborough University, it's brilliant. Parked up, it's a nice early show. Got in, again, not very full, because I think the weekend has been so nice.
Yeah.
After last weekend, everyone was out.
Yeah.
So again, there's only 80 or 90 people in, but they were the best crowd you could possibly ask for. They were brilliant. And I said, all right, guys, MySpace or Facebook? Every single man jack of them went, Facebook. Mm. University students love their Facebook.
They do.
So I told them about, I said, all right, I bet you, what do you do? Who's updated their status recently? You know, because were we talking about it on the show? Or you're on Facebook, you know what I'm on about. There's this thing that's, update your status. And it says so-and-so is, and then you put in what you're doing or whatever you're thinking. So, for example, it says that most students put in, for example, Chris, right? Yeah. Chris doesn't think he'll ever finish this essay, and like that. And it's all just, look at me. So we've been making things up, haven't we? We've been doing things like Paul B. Edwards is living the life of a tapir, and the snout's the limit, or or is it standing at the bottom of an escalator playing Bat the Wrinkly with his friend Grim Cecilia? That took quite a lot of explaining. Right. So anyway, the plan is that we are going to get people to start mucking about with Facebook.
Yeah.
Because it's too easy to be too transparent. We want it to be funny. I want to go to someone's page and be surprised and have a good laugh on it, right? So I tell them this thing about one of our favourite listeners, Tommy.
Okay, yeah.
Who's 14 and lives in East Anglia somewhere. And Tommy added me. And when he added me, you get the chance on things to say what relationship you are to other people and how you know them. And I put, Tommy is my real dad.
Yeah.
Because he's 14, thought it'd be a laugh. He accepted it, clearly thinks he is. Slightly bewildered. Right?
Anyway, it's tough news to get when you're 40.
So I told them about that. And then when I got back, the next day, I turned on the computer and I had two friend ads from girls who'd been at the gig, one of whom said, I'll be your real mum. And one of whom said, I am your daughter. clearly going for it. And I've had a few more ads from Love for Uni since then. So every uni gig I do from now on, I'm going to do the Facebook bit and see how many people... Because the thing is, excuse me, each person who's on a different network, once they start doing it, other people on their network will. I reckon this could be viral. I reckon before you know it, Facebook could be a land of lunacy. As I discussed with you yesterday, the antidote to MySpace.
And it does need an antidote.
Facebook is the antidote to MySpace.
MySpace basically is putting down.
I've got more to talk about.
Out of its misery.
But I've already spoken for 9 minutes here.
Nine minutes?
Ought to do the next one. Yeah, next track on this very, very special Two-Face special. Cocks of Beauty-O. Next track's Project. Now, we like Project, don't we?
Yes.
They're our friends. I would say they're a Notts band, but they put themselves down as a Derbyshire band, so they're not our friends anymore.
Do they?
Yeah, fuck you, fuckers. Fucking Project. Bastards. But I would like you to listen to the start of this tune, because we think it sounds like something else.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Project's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Project, as in P-R-O-J-E-K-T.
Yeah, you're nearly right, except there's band on the end.
Oh,
come on!
Dirty MySpace, dirty MySpace.
It's
dirty
worth going
bastard.
To MySpace.com/Project. There's a fucking very bizarre woman
there.
Oh,
really?
MySpace.com/Project band. That's Tony 4, Paulie B and the Internet 2. Tony, I'm going to start the track now, because I think we can talk over the start and maybe sing over the start.
Okay.
Is that all right? So you might want to turn it down just a little bit so we can appreciate this. I need to obviously get the right track, though. That would help, wouldn't it?
I think this... 12. Or is it 11?
11, I think. Let's see. Let me just check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Einstein Drive here. Funk, Sex, 7, 8, 9, Zen, Elf. Good.
Elf?
Yeah.
Really?
Elf is 11, I think. It's Wolf. Dreitzin, Fitzin, Funkzin, Zexin, Uxin, Noinzin, Fanzig. Come on!
You think I'd know by now, wouldn't you?
You would, really. Anyway, this is it. Right, and this song is called Day After Never. But listen to the start and see if we sing along. Order of a Lonely Heart. And they get really fucked up when we do this as well. From the outside, I look into the inside. You can see so clearly now. You can spin your head right round. Love is blind. Oh yeah, love is blind. This is a song for you. To open your eyes. The knife inside. Did you feel? Well, did you feel betrayed? Yeah. I'm inside out, and I know that this time the tears will fall. Inside out, and I know you will gain.
The day.
Order of a Lonely Heart. They get wound up about that. It's a great song.
It is.
It is. Order of Lonely Heart. Great song.
Good
No, it's a shit song, but that is a great one. That is like taking a shit song and making it brilliant.
Yeah.
That's what I do with Tony Taz.
Nice.
Not really. Kid. It's already a great song, I've told you.
Yeah.
Already a great song.
I know.
We like Project. I've seen them live a couple of times now, and they are a really good live act. Really good.
I've not seen them yet. Well, I've met them a few times.
They are great. Nice fellas as well. Yeah. Nice fellas. Very distinctive looking band.
Yes, they are.
All I'm saying is they'd sit well on a bill with El Draco and the Pieces of Hate.
They would.
They would sit well on the bill,
wouldn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. So, one thing I meant to say was when we were driving down the A303, before the incident with the tractor,
yeah,
we drove past Stonehenge, because you know Stonehenge is just... The Americans, when they drive down, they go, gee, honey, why did they build Stonehenge so close to the road? It's just nothing about it. It's not Stonehenge World or anything. It's just a pile of rocks by the side of the road.
Right, okay.
It's one of the great wonders of the world, and it's a massive understatement. As discussed on the journey down, it's a wonder statement.
Nice.
Word of the week, too. I told you it's a two-face special.
Ah.
We've got Cox of Beauty, own wonder statement. It's a wonder statement. An understated wonder is a wonder statement. We've made that up ourselves, you know. That is in as well. Fucking in.
Okay.
It was in. Yeah. Well done, handboy and always looking.
Nice
now,
one.
Also, when I did the Loughborough gig on the way back, I was driving through Hitchin.
Yeah, yeah.
To see if anyone was about, basically, because I got back fairly early. I was about 11:30. And I drove past the Vic, you know, one of our favourite pubs in Hitchin.
Yeah.
And the doors open, there's a lot of noise. So I parked up, have a look in.
Mm.
Fuck me, it was like the set from Life on Mars.
Oh, right.
They were having a 70s night in there, and all the locals had gone for it.
Nice.
Brilliant. Including four people who had all gone dressed up as all the members of Kiss. And they were big fuckers as well. Even the girl was about 6'2". And the blokes were all massive. These big, fat, hairy Kiss blokes.
Mm.
Brilliant 70s band. I think they're a punk band that do a 70s tribute as well.
Right.
So they had punk attitude to the 70s song, and they were just brilliant.
Nice.
Murdered the time warp a bit, but fair play to them.
Good.
They didn't want to do it. Did some cracking numbers, though. I am going to book them for the Comedy Night in Hitchin sometime.
Oh, right.
Or in Lectures, maybe, when we got the late licence. I'm going to try and get them for after the show.
Okay.
Because they're a classic pub sort of tribute thing. They've got backing tracks and drums. It's just like three guys, two with guitars, one singing.
Oh, right.
So they don't take a lot of setting up.
Got you.
So and they would be brilliant. Just a great thing to do after the show. Anyway, we're going to try and sort that out at some point.
Cool.
Sunday, I didn't think I had anything to do. Was I wrong? Yes, I was. Ended up in Exeter doing two gigs. There can't be many people that do two gigs in Exeter on a Sunday night. I'm one of them. First gig. Now, I knew I had to be away from the first one pretty early.
Right.
Get there. Show starts on time. That's fine.
Wah! 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 Wah!
Show starts on time.
Yeah.
Gig goes all right. Nice little setup at the walkabout. Brand new gig. First night. I'm enjoying myself. Had a good time. And then I'm kept hanging around to get paid, and it's winding me up a bit because I've got to get to the other place, right? And I'm kept hanging around just long enough that when I went back to the car park around the corner to get my car to drive to the other gig, the bingo had just kicked out, and there was a queue, I'm not joking, of about 120 old people lining up for the one fucking car park machine. And I'm at the back of them thinking, I'm not going to make this gig.
No.
By the time I get to the front, I'm going to look like this lot. This is ridiculous. By the time I get halfway up this queue, I'll be pissing in a bag.
Yeah.
Fuck, it took forever. Because they've, you know what they're like, they've all got purses, they all can't count the change, they all can't see anymore, it's getting a bit dark, they're going, oh, how much is it? And one of them has got in the car park before 6 o'clock.
Right.
Before six, you are charged an amount, and then there's an overnight fee.
Got you.
And the overnight fee is £1. Because they're in before six, they're charged an extra 80p.
Ooh.
Per hour or part thereof. We know how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, reminds me. I've got off my parking fine, by the way.
Nice.
Anyway, completely forgot about that. I'll maybe do that next week.
Talk about that next week.
Yeah. And one of them has got stung £1.80. Well, fuck me, consternation in the line now. It's rippling down. Oh, I haven't got £1.80. I've got one. You haven't got £1.80. What are you doing going to fucking bingo? Right? So now it's a massive holder as they swap cardies for money and what have you, you know, hum jobs. Right? It's just taking for fucking ever. I eventually get to the next gig. I'm supposed to be there at 10. I'll get there at 10.
Yeah.
What time do I get on stage? 20 to fucking 12. I could have gone to the cunting bingo. Right? But then I had a brilliant gig. Really brilliant gig. And it ended the weekend off really nicely. And I got back up to Sherwood Forest in just over 3 hours. Pretty much an S-Reg Mondeo land speed record. That's right, ladies, I have an S-Reg Mondeo.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty much an S-Reg Mondeo land speed record. Fortunately, all the police were in a tractor on the A303, so they didn't see me.
And they can't chase no one.
They can't chase nobody, except through fields. They're going to have to introduce you to their new friend, Pain. So, Hussy Skunk, Tony, I love Hussy Skunk.
Yes.
And we don't mention them enough.
We don't, do we?
Thank you so much.
Twice a week, are we?
It's Matt, isn't it?
Matt from
Three times now, mate.
Three times a week.
Three times. We keep meaning to do little drops for them. We keep meaning to advertise them. We keep forgetting. But if you are listening on Hussy Skunk right now, well done. It's a great station. And if you're not, check out HussySkunk.com because there's only 1 hour of Punky a week.
Yeah, this time.
But Hussy Skunk's 24 hours.
Various shows, isn't there? And then there's lots of non-stop music, I think.
Loads of non-stop music. A few different shows on there as well. Very interesting station. It's not just punk rock. It's mostly punk rock, but we're on there and we play all sorts.
Yeah.
As is proved this
week.
We're
playing goth.
And HussySkunk.com, HussieSkunk.com. They are on our MySpace page.
Yes.
In the top friends. And who are our other favourite people?
Wicked Radio.
Wicked Radio.
Wicked man.
He is wicked. I was just chatting breeze. Know what I mean? All right, they are Wicked Radio. And they work on Tinternet and also on Pirate FM.
Yep.
And I can't remember the two frequencies, but we're on both.
Yeah.
And we're on every night on Wicked FM.
Yeah.
Wicked Radio,
about
aren't we?
Quite late on, I think, isn't it? Midnight,
well, it depends
11.
Where you are in the world, Tony.
True.
That's the beauty of a global podcast.
That is true.
It's only
Imagine
late
that.
There.
It's always midnight somewhere.
Yeah, what are we? We're 11 o'clock every night, aren't we?
Think
or are
so,
we 6
yeah.
o'clock every night?
We're
11
o'clock.
It's 6 o'clock.
Oh, 6
o'clock.
I forget. Oh, so many stations. So
check
many,
them both out. Wickedradio.org and HussySkunk.com.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend, Tom?
I'm going to go to the mill. The town mill has a all-weekend punk gig on. Summer in this... Sound of the Streets.
Right.
Townmill.com. Resistance 77, The Black Mariahs, The Vibrators.
Mind it, actually, Sounds from the Streets, June the 9th and 10th, The Town of Mansfield. Saturday, Vibrators, Lurkers, Resistance 77 and more. Sunday, Splodgeness Abounds, Two Pints of Lager and a Pink Fish, Please, Ed Temple, Two Rye, The Hyenas and more. Are tickets £10 a day or £15 for a weekend pass?
They are.
Would it be good to go to myspace.com/townmill?
It'd be wicked to do that, yeah.
Wasn't it lucky I had that information
to hand?
It is
lucky. But that's hopefully what I'm doing this weekend.
Right. It sounds like a really good deal. If you're in the Midlands, anywhere near, go to it.
Yeah.
We want to support our local venues.
And well done, the mill, for putting it on.
Well done, the mill, for putting it on. And getting some great bands off that as well. I can't make it, of course, because I'm doing my stuff.
You're doing your monthlies.
Thursday, I'm in Tunbridge Wells at the Forum. Now, the Forum in Tunbridge Wells used to be a toilet.
Right.
I'm hoping to recreate that ambiance on Thursday nights.
Nice.
I played there before, actually. As have Oasis.
Right.
And Supergrass and all. Oh, it was one of those circuit venues on the bands on the way up played it. Brilliant venue.
Cool.
So, yeah, I'm there on Thursday. Friday night, I've got my gig in Hitchin with Craig Campbell.
Yeah.
And Ronnie Edwards. No relation, although I do pretend he's my brother. Go to lastminutecomedy.com to find out why that's funny. Craig is the only man in the world I know who likes roundabouts as much as I do.
Okay.
And we will be having our photograph taken in Lechwick on Saturday on the original roundabout, the first ever roundabout in the UK, circa 1907. Mm. Slightly disappointed, the first ever roundabout, I believe, was in France, in Paris, at the Arc de fucking Triomphe. Mm. But anyway, they don't know how to go round it, so it doesn't count.
Nope.
Lechwick's got the first one. And my show in Lechwick on Saturday night, which you can get an advance ticket for, by nipping into the Arts Centre on Lays Avenue, just beyond Three Magnets. Mm. Features Craig Campbell again and Susan Murray. So we've got a different act on opening each night. And then on Sunday, I'm at me mate Steve's pub, The Bystander, again. In Wootton, in Oxfordshire.
Nice.
With Ian Cognito and Mandy Knight.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Phoenix from Devolution hopefully will be there as well. And tickets for that are £10 in advance. So if you live anywhere near The Bystander in Wootton and you want to go, nip in the pub, ask for Steve, buy a ticket.
Yep.
Fair enough?
Sweet.
Sweet. Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I've managed to get all that in just about the right time.
Excellent.
Sort of. Right, Tony.
Yes.
Why don't you just go through the different features that we're waiting on things on and how people can get them to us? Does that make sense to you?
Different features.
I'm thinking, for example, Poetry Corner, Word of the Week.
Okay. Yep.
Judgmental.
Okay. Judgmental, Poetry Corner, Word of the Week. Please email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email appropriately.
Yes. Don't title it appropriately.
No, obviously. If you want to send us a CD, go to our myspace.com/punkyradio. There's a red box on there with our postal address. Please send us your CDs.
That postal address will change in a few weeks.
Yes, we're moving that.
Yes.
And if you want, if you is a twat, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
Titling your email is a twat.
Is a twat.
And also, don't forget to vote, but we'll tell you all about that again in a minute. Right now, last track on this week's show, again, on the Devolution sampler, which is Unsigned Summer Spirit. Make sure you check them out. If you can buy the magazine, do. It's a fantastic magazine, and you get the CD on it with a track of mine on.
Nice.
You. This is Kitty Hudson. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Kitty Hudson.
Yeah, fucking right as well. Do you know what? They've got another page, which is a Kitty Hudson fans page.
All right.
And it's got a different address, and I was going to try and fool you with that, but I completely forgot. I believe, Tony, that makes it Tony 5, Paulie being the internet 2.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the last one is for 3 points. Rock, motherfucker! It's great.
It fits the bill.
It does fit the bill. And,
it's got swearing in it.
I rather guiltily checked my text messages during that.
Guiltily?
And yeah, right. And I've just had this text through. I sent a text to someone and I've got this text back saying, behave yourself or tat. Right.
Or tat.
And I thought, what the fuck are they on about? And then this other text came through straight away saying, I fell asleep typing that, sorry. Who's your favourite metal band in the Mansfield area, Tone?
I quite like that Monkey Fist.
Yeah, I like Blind Hostility.
Oh, really? Well, they're not going anymore.
That's why I like them. Strange enough, Monkey Fist should be here. Say hello.
Hey, you fucking bastards.
Nice. There you go. Very, very nice of us. We've got their lovely drummer that they occasionally nick off us.
Yeah.
And Evil Sam.
Evil Sam.
Evil
it,
Sam and
it
lovely
fits
Carl.
Quite well.
Where's the rest of the band? Skyvin.
We have a new fucking bass player, if anybody's interested.
Well, there why you don't go. You get on this mic right now and do an advert for yourselves, quick.
We need a bass player, so if you're any good, fucking get in touch with us. You got to fucking swear a lot.
Oh, for goodness sake. God. And how can they get in touch with you?
Oh, on MySpace.
MySpace.com/monkeyfist.
Monkeyfist metal.
Metal.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/monkeyfist metal if you would like to be the bass player in their, quite frankly, why anyone would want to be the bass player in their band after that fucking advert. I don't know.
You know a lot we're no longer in your fucking top friends anymore, Paul.
Yeah, well, you're only in the top friends for the week, mate, when you when you played. I don't know whether you've noticed, we've been seeing some other bands. Make sure you just fuck off now. Make sure you vote for us on Podcast Alley if you can. I notice you haven't voted yet, Sam. I'll take it back.
Oh,
they're a lovely band. Why not be their bass player? In fact, I'd like to be. Oh, no, I can't play bass.
You can't play bass.
Podcast Alley. Please do vote for us. There's a link on our MySpace page. Loads of other stuff to do on the MySpace page as well. Make sure that you check out the Area 4 Soundcheck Nottingham sampler. Very, very good indeed if you can get hold of it. Also, check out Devolution Magazine. Possibly the best magazine this year with the best article in it, all about me. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog! Order of a lonely heart. Order of a lonely heart.
Goth, goth.
Order of a lonely heart. Order of a lonely heart. I want to rip out your lonely heart.
Sweet.
Yeah, nice.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.